in our service, week by week, the past month or so, we've been looking at a book. It's a letter written to one man called Philemon. And I'm going to read, I've been doing this the last few weeks, I'm going to read the whole letter of Philemon. The words will be above my head. The book says this: Paul, a prisoner of Christ Jesus, and Timothy, our brother, to Philemon, our dear friend and fellow worker, also to Thyatira, our sister, and Archippus, a fellow soldier, and to the church that meets in your home. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I always thank my God as I remember you in my prayers, because I hear about your love for all his holy people and your faith in the Lord Jesus. I pray that your partnership with us in the faith may be effective in deepening your understanding of every good thing we share for the sake of Christ. Your love has given me great joy and encouragement, because you, brother, have refreshed the hearts of the Lord's people. Therefore, although in Christ I could be bold and order you to do what you ought to do, yet I prefer to appeal to you on the basis of love. It is none other than Paul, an old man, and now also a prisoner of Christ Jesus, that I appeal to you for my son Onesimus, who became my son while I was in chains. Formerly, he was useless to you, but now he has become useful both to you and to me. I'm sending him, who is my very heart, back to you. I would have liked to keep him with me so that he could take your place in helping me while I am in chains for the gospel. But I did not want to do anything without your consent, so that any favor you do would not seem forced, but would be voluntary. Perhaps the reason he was separated from you for a little while was that you might have him back forever, no longer as a slave, but better than a slave, as a dear brother. He is very dear to me, but even dearer to you, both as a fellow man and as a brother in the Lord. So if you consider me a partner, welcome him as you would welcome me. If he's done you any wrong or owes you anything, charge it to me. I, Paul, am writing this with my own hand. I will pay it back. Not to mention that you owe me your very self. I do wish, brother, that I may have some benefit from you in the Lord. Refresh my heart in Christ. Confident of your obedience, I write to you knowing that you will do even more than I ask. And one more thing, prepare a guest room for me, because I hope to be restored to you in answer to your prayers. Epaphras, my fellow prisoner in Christ Jesus, sends you greetings. And so do Mark, Aristarchus, Demas, and Luke, my fellow workers. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Amen. That's God's word to us this morning. Just give me a moment. Stay. Okay, grown-ups, keep your Bibles open at the book of Philemon. Boys and girls, okay, there's not many of you this morning. That's okay. You're going to need to listen really, really well. Everything you need to see will be up here on my board somewhere. Let me ask you a question. If you came to visit me and you hadn't seen me for a while, what kind of welcome would you like to get if you came to my house? What kind of welcome would you want, grown-ups, if you came to my house? Wouldn't it be good if you came to my door and I said, you know what, it's great to see you. I've not seen you in so long. Let's have a party. Yeah? Wouldn't that be cool? Yeah? Oh, Josh, it's great to see you, pal. Yeah? Great. Oh, and I tell you what, I've got some presents for you as well. Okay? Wouldn't it be great? You came and I said welcome, and there was, you know, party poppers, and there was balloons, And I said, you've got to stay at my house. It's great to see you. Welcome. We're going to have chicken nuggets and chips and tomato sauce for tea. And we're going to, it's a hot day. We're going to get a paddling pool out and we're going to have lots of fun. Yeah. Isn't that a, oh, and I'll tell you something else. Would you like a lollipop? Yeah? Would you like a lollipop? Yeah? Yeah? Anyone else like a lollipop out there? Yeah? Incoming? Okay? Oh, don't look so scared, Jenny. It's okay. Okay? How good. Sorry. There's a few more here. There you go. That. Oh, wait a minute. Sorry. We'll get someone. Ken at the back. Sorry. There's plenty of lolly. Now, that would be a welcome. Wait a minute. What a welcome. If you came to my house and that happened all the time. How do you think you would like it if you came to my house? You hadn't seen me for a while. And instead, I said, well, Jamie, it's good to see you, but I've got to sort out all my socks. Could you go away? Exactly, yeah. That's not a very good welcome, is it? No. We love a good welcome. I learned something this week. There's a sign for welcome. And I'll tell you what it is. It's this. Welcome. Isn't that a great... Yeah. Everyone, let me see that. One, two, three. Welcome. That's the sign for welcome. I learned that. It's great. We love a good welcome. Now, I want to tell you today a true story from the Bible about a welcome. And it shows how Christians, followers of Jesus, are supposed to welcome one another. Can you... We'll do that. One, two, three. Welcome. Great. Everyone's got it. You should know that by the end. And in fact, not just how Christians are supposed to welcome one another, but how Christians are to welcome perhaps people who may have hurt us or who've been naughty to us, and how we are to forgive and welcome them. This is true. That's going to be really, really important. Let me tell you some of the people who are in the story. Okay, I'll put that up here. You get the idea. Welcome. But here's one of them. One of the people in this story is a man called Philemon. That's a bit of a weird name, but that's what he was called. He was called Philemon. Now, we are all in church this morning. Well, the church that met in the town that Philemon stayed in, they all met in his house. Imagine us all trying to squeeze into one house. It must have been a pretty big house. But Philemon was a Christian, and the church met in his house. There's someone else in the story. A man called Mr. Useful. Mr. Useful. He's got a really long name, his real name, but we're going to call him his nickname, which was Mr. Useful. There's a bit of a story here. Mr. Useful worked in Philemon's house. He was one of his slaves. But he worked in his house. That's maybe the best way of thinking about it. But Mr. Useful ran away. He did not want to be there anymore. And he was naughty and he shouldn't have done it. But he did it. He ran away. And something amazing happened while he ran away. He became a Christian. He became a follower of the Lord Jesus too. And here's where it gets a bit tricky. He ran into someone called Paul. And Paul told Mr. Useful all about the Lord Jesus, and he said to him, if you've really become a Christian, you need to go back to Philemon and say sorry and ask for forgiveness. And you've got to be willing to work for Philemon again. No matter what happens. And I imagine Mr. Useful was, I don't really want to go back, and I'm not sure I want to say sorry. But Paul says, if you become a follower of Jesus, you've changed, and you've got to go back. I'll write you a letter for Philemon, and I'll explain everything that's happened, and we'll see what goes on then. And what I read this morning, the bit of the Bible that I read, was the letter that Paul wrote to Philemon on behalf of Mr. Useful, asking if Philemon would welcome back Mr. Useful and say, will you take him back? Will you forgive him? Will you love him? Will you look care for him again? Listen to what Paul writes to Philemon. So if you consider me a partner, welcome him as you would welcome me. Paul wrote to Philemon, welcome Mr. Useful as you would welcome me. And there's such a big, important lesson in this letter that Christians are supposed to forgive and welcome people, even people who maybe have hurt us or done something wrong to us. We're to forgive and love them. Paul knew that was going to be really, really difficult for Philemon. It's really hard to forgive people who may have hurt us. Even this morning, some of us may be struggling to forgive, and we're not sure if that person over there, if we even like them. But Paul says, we are to welcome one another. And this letter shows us how that can happen. Let me tell you one of the things that Paul says to Philemon. He says, if you want to forgive and welcome Onesimus, think about the love that the Lord Jesus has shown us. What kind of welcome has the Lord Jesus shown to us? A brilliant welcome. A welcome that we don't deserve. He's welcomed us into his family. And let me tell you one of the stories of the Lord Jesus that helps us to understand it. One of the most famous stories the Lord Jesus ever told. He says, let me explain the kind of welcome the Lord Jesus has for us. The Lord Jesus told a story about a man who had a son. And the son one day said to him, I don't want to be part of this family anymore. I want some of your money and I'm going to leave. I'm going to go. And the father said, okay, you can go. And he gave him some money. And the son, well, he had a great time with his dad's money. He had parties and he had friends around, and it was great. Until the money ran out. And the Lord Jesus says, when his money ran out, there was actually a lack of food. There was not much food around in that country. And he had to feed pigs. He had to get a job. And he was miserable. He was so unhappy feeding pigs. And he was so hungry that he thought to himself, maybe I should go home. Even the people who work for my dad eat better than this. Maybe I should go home and say to my dad, I'm really, really sorry and I don't deserve to be your son. But what we'll do is, why don't you treat me like someone who works for you? And I'll do that. As the son was walking home, he didn't know that his dad was watching out for him. And when his dad saw his son walking up the road, he ran towards him and he gave him a great big hug. And he said, we're going to take those smelly pig clothes off you and we're going to give you a great ring and some brand new shoes. And he threw his arms around him and gave him a great big welcome. And the Lord Jesus said that's what he had come to do. That's what the Lord Jesus had come to this earth, to give us a big welcome back into God's family. You see, the Bible says that when we are born with a big problem, sin. We do things that show we are not part of God's family. We hate and we lie and we cheat and we steal and we do all sorts of naughty things like Mr. Useful. But Jesus came to forgive us. He came to welcome us back into God's family, even though we don't deserve it. And he did it by dying on the cross to forgive all of our sins. The Lord Jesus died with his arms outstretched that we might be forgiven and welcomed by God. Do you know the people in Jesus' day? Do you know what they said about him? Listen to this. This man welcomes sinners. Now, they said it in a kind of, this man welcomes sinners kind of way. But that's a great phrase to use about the Lord Jesus. And we thank God that he welcomes sinners, because he welcomes sinners like me and you. And Paul writes to Philemon and says, if that's the welcome the Lord Jesus has shown us, Christians, well, we are to show that kind of welcome to others. So, Philemon, when Onesimus knocks on your door with the letter, welcome him. And think of the Lord Jesus. Think of how he's forgiven us and loved us and cared for us, and show that to him. If you've hurt someone, wouldn't you want that kind of welcome from them? If someone's hurt you, said something to offend you, upset you, what are we to do? Think of how the Lord Jesus has loved us and welcome them. That's the first thing. Let me tell you something else about this story, because as Paul writes, he says, see, if you forgive, and I'm sure you will forgive, that will refresh my heart. Refresh my heart. Now, what does that mean? Well, let me read it to you in verse 20. I do wish, brother, that I may have some benefit from you in the Lord. Refresh my heart in Christ. What does it mean to be refreshed? Some of you have enjoyed the hot weather this week. Some of you have been at school or nursery or whatever it is. It's been great to come home and have a big cold drink and have a rest and get out in a splash in the paddling pool. And after you've had that, that feeling is being refreshed. Now, some of you look as if you need a bit of refreshing yourselves this morning. So I thought I'd bring something to refresh you guys. Is that all right? Yeah? Isn't that refreshing? It'll be fine. But that feeling after you've had a cold drink on a hot day, that is refreshing. I'm sorry. If you've been really offended by that, please forgive me. Please welcome me, okay? Let's put into practice what I'm talking about. But that feeling after being cooled down a hot day is refreshing. And Paul says to Philemon that when we forgive people, it's refreshing. As Paul looked at and thought, wow, Philemon is going to forgive Mr. Useful. That encouraged his heart. That made him feel that he really wanted to follow the Lord Jesus. It helped his faith. It encouraged his faith. And it was a great example to others. Imagine the local church that I've fallen out with someone. And you guys all know about it. But then you see me and whoever it is saying, I'm really sorry. I forgive you. That encourages and refreshes us. That's how it's supposed to work. To think, well, this is what following the Lord Jesus looks like, really, in action. I'm slipping all over the place here. It encourages and refreshes the rest of us. Do you know what makes some teachers smile? Not a pay rise, okay? Let me tell you what makes some teachers smile. Maybe some of your teachers. I borrowed a workbook from someone in our house. At the start of the year, this person in our house couldn't read or write. And you can see that, and when he's trying to write sentence, and throughout the year, this is one of his exercise books. Do you know, by the end of the year, this sentence was written, I think my seed will grow into a sunflower. And you know whose book that is, don't you? But to go from not being able to be able to write sentences. I know there's some teachers in the room. What encourages teachers is when we learn stuff that they've been teaching us and we can do it. Is that encouraging, teachers? Yeah, excellent, good. That's what keeps them going. Certainly one of the things. Something that will help keep us going as followers of the Lord Jesus we'll be putting this kind of forgiveness and welcome into action. That's what Paul says. He says, refresh my heart in Christ. How? By acting like the Lord Jesus. One more thing, and we're done. It's this. Paul thinks that Philemon's going to forgive Mr. Useful to the max. To the max. This is a speedometer. If you're playing a game, maybe on your tablet at home and there's cars involved, what do you want to do? You want to go as fast as possible, don't you? You want to do it to the max. You don't want to go slow. You want to go super fast. It's on a stick. You want to do it as much as you can. Well, let me tell you what Paul writes as he comes to a close in the letter. Verse 21, if you're following, confident of your obedience, I write to you knowing that you will do even more than I ask. Even more than I ask. Some of you got a lollipop this morning, and I started throwing them out. I've got loads of lollipops. Not just one, I've got tons. I've got even more than you could ask for. And actually what Paul is writing and is confident that Philemon will do for Mr. Useful is love and forgive to the max. To be generous, to be kind, to be loving, to do even more than is expected. When it comes to loving and forgiving people, does the Lord Jesus go, here's one lollipop. We can all have a lick. No. He says, let me show you how I love you. He starts flinging out the lollipops. How should we love and care and welcome one another? Like that. Not everyone gets a lick. But let's be generous, loving, welcoming. Grown-ups, it's been 18 months since we've been able to do a lot of that in person. Let's deliberately, purposefully put that on show for one another. Let's think about the steps that we can take to show welcome to each other. Using our homes or whatever it is the Lord Jesus has given us. Let's be generous that we can show welcome to one another. Let me close by asking one final question. Have you asked the Lord Jesus to welcome you? Do you know this welcome from him? Has he forgiven your sins? He loves to do that. He loves to be generous. Not one lick, loads of lollipops, loads of love. You can ask him today to be generous to you, to give you that welcome, that you would be part of his family and would start doing and living like this too. Okay? What's the sign for welcome one more time? Welcome. Brilliant, Jamie. Let me pray. Our Father in heaven, thank you so much that you welcomed us, that you forgive us through the Lord Jesus Christ, and that you're so generous even when we don't deserve it. Thank you that it's not one lick for everyone, but there's plenty of welcome, plenty of generosity. Help us to be that generous with one another. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.